Hey, knock knock. I couldn't help but notice that you were on the rooftop again over here. With your sketch pad, is it? I don't mean to intrude, but you've been at it for a couple of weeks now? And, oh no, I don't mean anything by it or anything, but I've noticed that you've been staring a lot at me while I'm on top of my rooftop, just across from your building, and I was wondering if you wanted to talk, or I assume you're an artist, if you wanted to get a closer look, if you were sketching me or anything. You would? Oh, this is probably the lamest excuse I've had to approach someone in a very long time, so I'm glad you agreed to it. Thank you. Let me just pull up a chair here and I'll just sit down next to you. And so, you're an artist? Ah, as a hobby, I see. You're trying to get better. What do you do normally? Ah, I see why you're trying to get into art. That's a rather, if you'll excuse my little in-joke, a rather soul-crushing job. I do consulting work on the side, and my main job is accounting, so I get the soul-crushing meat grinder of economics. Thankfully, both jobs I can do from home, and I get a fair bit of downtime, so not too bad, I guess. So, why did you decide to sketch me of all the people that are apparently not on rooftops this late at night? Ah, you thought I looked a bit like a vampire, and you have a fascination with vampires. Oh, well. That is quite an interesting topic. Theories about vampires, then. Okay, tell me one of them. That they're not actually allergic to garlic? They just have extra sensitive noses. That would actually make sense, yeah. Or it might be Italian vampires trying to get people to eat more garlic so that their blood is well seasoned. Could be. Here's a theory that always bothered me. UV lamps and stuff are supposed to burn them, but daylight light bulbs don't. The sun burns them, but the light from stars and light reflected from the sun off of the moon doesn't. I'm no scientist. Like I said, I'm an accountant, and it just seems weird to me. But I bet if there were a vampire sitting here next to you chatting about it, they would not be on fire right now. 100% guaranteed she would not be on fire. What? No. I didn't just say that I'm a vampire. But if I were, I would definitely not be on fire. Because, you know, moonlight and starlight doesn't burn. In fact, who's to say that sunlight actually burns? Other than, you know, stories from hundreds of years ago and possible misdirection. I mean, who's to say any of the stories are real? The blood sucking? Well, that's a good question. What exactly would make a vampire a vampire then? The immortality and the blood drinking and being undead. Lack of a heartbeat. Those three things. That is without a doubt. But then, no, you're forgetting something. Only two of those would apply to being a lich. Being undead, no heartbeat. Liches do not need to drink blood. So, if I have a heartbeat, I'm definitely not a vampire or a lich. I think you have a general fascination with undead, just in general, don't you? You do? Can I take a look at some of your pictures and confirm it? No? Okay. Maybe later. How about I show you something nice? If you show me something out of your sketchbook. Like some of the things you've drawn of me. How about that? And what will I show you? Well, you'll have to show me some of your sketches to find out. Are you willing to risk it? I promise it'll be worth your while. Oh, thank you, my dear. Now, let's see. Oh. I think you might be better than you think. Oh. That's... Oh, well then. Thank you. Yeah, it's very spicy. I think you deserve quite the reward. I think I'll show you my fangs. Are you ready to see them, my little vampire lover? You are correct. You have good instincts. What should I do with these fangs now that they're out? And now that you've seen them, I'm going to have to make sure you've forgotten this entire and complete conversation. I don't mind you sketching me, but I'm going to have to be more careful in the future. Oh. You want to become mine over something like this? It has been difficult to find Muse lately in the city. And if If you're willing to become a regular meal, then what choice do I have? I'll mark you as mine and a sympathizer, if you're willing. But first, oh, your scent, it's getting to me. I just need a quick bite. I promise it won't hurt. Thank you, my dear. I'll give you a mark shortly. Did you enjoy it too? For the rest of your life, you will be under my care. And do please continue that art. I will expect nothing less than perfection on my walls. Oh yes, I own that next building over, the entire thing. And I'll need life-size images of myself and several of my fellow vampires. Oh, and for the record, lay off the carbs a little. Your blood is sweet enough as it is. And do enjoy the garlic. I want to thank all of my members and patrons and sponsors and supporters. Special shout outs go to After Dark VA, Moondrop, Blood Brother 132, Waterway the Wordsmith, Shotoa, Tyler Ferguson, Mega Ona, Lonely Wolf, Eric the Mad, Bob Smith, Tercel Ona, Emerald Phoenix, Sapphire Dragon Gaming, Sean the CHB, Elisa Elena, Benimus Prime, T. Van Zyl, Brennan Newman, Brandon G, Nicholas Rachel, Nas Cheech, Shockwave, Thomas Dean, Brazil, Eric Phillips, Foxy Fireworks, Andrew Connor, Jack Kessel, Emeka Urubakin, Stoic Mango, Edgy, Ben Kundik, Aaron Kosterman, Don't Ask, Lord Einzelgown, Peyton, Julian Herve, Loki-san, Shays, Miscellaneous. Special thanks go to speedmax.net, shockbite.com, decalderl.com. Links in the descriptions for discounts to all of those. Special thanks go to friends and family, and especially to viewers like you. Thank you. A heartfelt and warm, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of you.